Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Prince Among Frogs by E. D. Baker, narrated by Catherine Kellgren and directed by Jane Kramer.
Chapter 1. Millie leaned back against the dragon's side, enjoying the coolness of his bluish-white scales on the hot summer day. The dragon, Audun, was curled around her, with his head resting on the grass near her feet, while Felix, her baby brother, lay on the blanket beside her, cooing at the tip of the dragon's tail that dangled over his head. Millie glanced down when the baby batted at the tail with his chubby hands. "As far as I'm concerned, the smaller the wedding, the better," she said to Audun as she reached out to stroke the baby's red-gold curls. "I want it to be intimate, with just us and our immediate families." "Don't you want our friends there, too?" Audun asked. "Well, yes, of course. At least our closest friends, like Zoe and her parents, and Ralph and his parents, and your friends Frosty Breath and—" "Do you see what I mean? It's going to be nearly impossible to have a small wedding. I don't have a lot of relatives, but I do have lots of friends I want to invite."
"Speaking of relatives," said Millie, "I'm not sure what to do about my father's side of the family. My uncle, Bradston, is all right, but I've told you how much my grandparents hate dragons. They can't even accept the fact that I turn into a dragon. I can only imagine what they'll say when I tell them about you."
"Millie!" called her mother Emma from where she was kneeling in the garden, supervising the weeds that were pulling themselves out of the ground. "Don't let the baby put that thing in his mouth. You have no idea where it's been." "No offense, Audun." "None taken," the dragon replied, moving his tail out of the baby's reach. Felix began to fuss, so Audun pulled a golden chain from around his neck and held the dangling amulet over the baby. "Here, you can play with this instead." The Ice Dragon Council had given the amulet to Audun to allow him to breathe underwater, and the rolling waves that decorated it soon caught the baby's eye. Millie's great-aunt Grisina sat back on her heels and wiped the perspiration from her forehead.
"When we finish this, I'm going to add a new section to the garden. I want to have plenty of fresh flowers for the wedding," she said, smiling at Millie.
"We have to invite all the dragons who helped us, too, you know," Audun said, nudging Millie's foot with his chin. Millie turned her head to watch Grisina gesture, making a strip of ground crumble until it was well-worked and ready for seeds. The seeds flew from the witch's hand, burrowing into the soil. Another gesture, and a dozen willow wands pushed into the soil beside the seeds and wove themselves into a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?